The most basic research design is the A-B design. With the A-B design, you have one baseline and one treatment phase. In this arrangement, A corresponds to baseline and B corresponds to treatment or intervention. The drawbacks of using an A-B design are that the A-B design is not a true research design because there is no replication of the treatment effect when using this design. Specifically, due to the lack of replication, an A-B design cannot be used to demonstrate a functional relationship. Just because you show that behavior change between baseline and treatment, it's only a correlational relationship. It's not an actual functional relationship that's been established and replicated. It might be, but you don't have enough evidence with just an A-B design to establish such a relationship. Given this, A-B designs are frequently used in clinical practices and self-management projects, but A-B designs are the lowest priority in terms of the designs you might choose due to the limitations we've discussed. However, sometimes there are practical limitations, time constraints, or other issues that might make an A-B design better than not using any sort of formal design at all. For example, a teacher might not be willing to reinstate baseline if there's been a large therapeutic change in behavior, regardless if it is unclear why behavior changed in such a way.